Welcome back, Windows Intune Jumpstart for IT professionals. And we are here on Module 10, humming right along.
Crank it out, come on.
That's right. And we are on Module 10, Unified MDM Settings and Compliance, right there. So this is where we're at in the list. If the slides would come up, they might. There they are. All right. There we go. So then we have the Windows Intune for IT Pros Jumpstart. And, you know, we've got two more modules after this. I've got back-to-back modules with Unified MDM Settings and Compliance is this one. And then we're going to software deployment. And then you have to stay tuned for the last one because user end enrollment is the cool stuff. See what it looks like for the end person, right? As we go through this, three major sections for this module: managing compliance settings, collecting device inventory and reporting, and managing mobile device via ConfigMan. So these are kind of the three areas, all really related to security and compliance, right? Compliance settings, right? You probably, if you've got mobile devices enrolled, before you start enrolling devices, more than likely, you're probably going to want to have some kind of security baseline, right? The first, there's kind of a high-level three-point step process. One, create a configuration item for mobile devices. And again, we're going to demo all this in a little bit. And then create a configuration baseline, and then deploy the configuration baseline to a set of users inside of SCCM. Pretty basic. Now, there's a number of different items here. I am not going to go through all of these bullets. I know that you can figure them out yourselves, and as we go through the demos, you'll see some of these pop out a little more, and we'll talk a little more to them. But one of the things I also want to point out is that there's also, for each of these major sections, you have a remediate non-compliance setting. And this enables you to get make sure the devices are in compliance with whatever those settings are, or have the option to report on devices that may not be compliant with that. So you may want to, let's say, report that a device is not compliant, but you don't want to auto-remediate it, right? You kind of want to know maybe those people who are really messing with their settings and trying to get around the system, right? that could be some reasons. And of course, depending on which settings you choose, that could have a more impact or a more appropriate decision. Okay. Without further ado, we're going to jump right into demos. Let me snap over to my demo account here. Okay, there's my Windows phone, VM, hanging out there. All right, here we are in System Center Configuration Manager 2012 SP1 again. And the first thing we'll do is go into this setting here, right? Let me zoom in there. You've got configuration items under the compliance settings. And the way you can think about this is it is kind of your baseline set of items. What are some of the items that you want to choose to be able to push out to people? In this case, I've got a baseline mobile device policy that has only three settings, which says require password settings on mobile devices, minimum password length for a certain number of characters equals 4, and the idle time before the mobile device is locked. Pretty basic settings. You could say, hey, this is what I want on every single device that's out there, right? So you can see what the wizard is like. We'll go ahead and create an additional set of items because you may want more specialized items than that for particular devices. What we'll do is we'll right-click, go create configuration item. We'll call this, I don't know, who else do we want to keep picking on today? I don't know. Sales, we've already picked on sales. Let's go with engineering, right? And
I'm saying nothing. I'm going to say
yeah. This one. We're getting into hot waters. So let's see here. We go to the device configuration, and we're going to say mobile devices because this is the topic of conversation, right? But you notice here that we also have Windows or Mac OS X are additional items that we could configure, right? With my sloppy drawing there. But we'll go ahead and go to that and then choose categories. This is really just for searching. You don't need to really configure this unless you've got tons and tons of policies and you want to make it easier to find particular types of settings. I'll just cancel out of that. And then we'll click on mobile device settings after that. What are the types? And these are the overall categories. You'll remember from before that this is the high-level categories of the different things that you can configure. I will select all of them just so you have an idea of the different types of settings. You also have to say configure additional settings that are not in the default settings groups. So if you have some really oddball or weird things that apply to a particular device, you do have some additional capabilities there to do some customization. Here we've done the password settings. Now, in this case, I've already configured some of these settings. I could configure them again or a more strict compliance. In this case, I could say I'm going to remember the past, let's say, 3 passwords, remember the number of configure the number of failed logon attempts before the device is wiped, and I'm going to require a password on the devices. I don't know. I'm going to configure, let's say, only a 5-minute idle time. And then again, on all these sections, you're going to have this remediate noncompliance settings, as I talked about earlier. You also have the option over here to say, if we're going to do an inform, what is it that we want to do? Do we want to, you know, just have an information if this isn't compliant? Do we want to warn? Do we want to make it critical and log an event? And then through System Center Configuration Manager, you have the ability to set up alerts, of course, to however many people or other things that you want to do. Okay, let's go email management. And I'm just going to start going at a little quicker pace through all this. You certainly can read all of these yourself. I'll just say calendar synchronization is allowed. And let's go to security. And in this case, let's say we want to disable the camera. We don't want engineering to be taking pictures, right, of all this top secret stuff that's out there. And then we have another interesting section here. What does that happen to say? Windows RT, huh? I know what that is. But VPNs. VPN profiles. So this is the area where, and I know it seems a little weird considering it's mobile devices and it's in the security section, but this is a pretty cool scenario, right? What you could do is have a bunch of RT devices that are enrolled and then go and push down VPN profiles so that your Windows RT device can connect back in to your corporate network, right, via a traditional VPN, if you so desire, right, kind of enabling more work to get done. And I'm not going to go through the wizard with this, but you can configure the profile for all the users. There's more documentation online on this. It utilizes an XML file for configuration to push down to the device. Peak synchronization time, this is really just if probably more for folks who, if you have requirements around you're paying for the data, let's say, perhaps, or you want to limit the amount of times that the device is being synchronized, right? This gives you that kind of capability, and I'll go ahead and skip that section. Roaming, if you you do not want to pay for data when it's roaming or manage it while it's roaming, we can say we do not want software to download while it's roaming because that costs our company a lot of money. Encryption, this is a big one, right? We have two options here. We have the storage card encryption, and then we also have the file encryption on the mobile device. And I will say that because this is engineering, we really want them to have everything encrypted, right? And you can even get into the algorithm. Rich, I know you have a favorite algorithm, right?
Oh, definitely. I go for RC2 128-bit.
Okay.
Any day.
Any day of the week. Well, it's your lucky day. That's what we're going to choose, huh? Next, we have wireless. If you wanted to configure particular allow or disallow wireless connections, or even configure particular SSIDs, this could be handy if you have corporate networks using 802.1x, right, to allow those folks to connect up without having to, to put in all this information. I'm going to cancel this. And then certificates. If you have specific certificates that you want to import onto the device to do different types of management, or for instance, the 802.1x wireless, you need a wireless cert on the device. This would be a way to do it. When we go to supported platforms, of course you can choose a subset of devices within the category here, and we'll just, for our sake, we will choose all of them. And then platform applicability. This is another area that you're going to start to see a bit of, an advantage, perhaps, over Windows Intune alone. Because as we go through all of these passwords, you can see that we have a number of these settings that are not supported. Okay. Now, if we configured, let's say, to block synchronization unless these settings are able to be enforced, then you have the same problem that you would have with Windows Intune, which is people can't get work done. Now, you may want that, but just this is kind of more of a warning for you to be aware of it, right? Whereas on Intune, you just apply the policy and then kind of hope it works. You've got a lot more data in here to know which of the specific settings will work and which ones won't, right? For instance, Windows Phone 8 does not support, and Windows RT does not support disabling the camera via this method. Or iPhone does not support the file encryption on the device, right? So this is really helpful for folks. And then you can export this report if you so desire to a CSV in case you want to, check it out later, analyze it, whatever. Finally, we will, finish this policy and close it out here. Let's let it drum up. So far, do we have any questions on this?
We're getting through them at a feral rate.
Okay.
Nathan and Paul are doing a fine job.
They're knocking it out. Okay, good deal. All right, well, we have configured the baseline mobile device configuration. The configuration items. Again, these are the settings. At this point, it doesn't do anything other than you've got this kind of collection of settings that exist, and that's it. The next step is going to be to have a configuration baseline and assign some of those settings that you just specified earlier. That's what we're going to go to now back on the demo. Okay, we had config items. Now we're going to go to config baselines. All right, and the next thing we're going to do is create a new configuration baseline. And you can kind of think about this as a mobile device policy, right? Because you are effectively assigning a number of compliance or configuration settings to this baseline. Traditionally, I think it's a little confusing because when you think of baseline, you think of just one baseline, but it's really just a collection of mobile device policies that you're going to deploy out. In this case, I'll just say super secret engineering. Okay, as it relates to the configuration policy I just created. Now, what I'll do is go down here and I'll add configuration items. Okay. And in this list, you'll see the engineering option that we just created for the configuration items. And again, I could have any number of policies that are here, right? I could have 50, 100, whatever. You could get very granular with the configuration items and pick and choose. In this case, I'll just choose the engineering chunk. And we'll click OK. And at that point, again, we just created a second baseline. And until we deploy that baseline, again, nothing is going to happen at this point. We could say engineering, we could say whatever. We've kind of got a collection of configuration items put into a single list. To deploy this to users, what we'll do is right-click on this. There's a number of options, or you could choose above to deploy. Go to deploy in that list and deploy it out. Let's click on deploy up here. And in this case, we have a schedule. You know, what is the schedule we want to have for deploying it out? We also have a list of users, right? So in this case, we've got sales, and I'll just say we want the... Now, of course, since I had all the engineering lists here, we would probably have an engineering collection, and we would deploy it out to the engineering collection. In this case, I'll just say the sales group. And, you know, from here, we can remediate the non-compliant rules as a whole. We can also generate an alert when compliance is below a certain amount for those settings. We could generate System Center Operations Manager alerts based on that, right? Here. You could also, you know, set a custom schedule if you don't want it to just run every so many number of days. So I'll just click OK. And now, at this point, we've deployed the policy to those users. All right, and when you look at this, we can see the compliance of particular policies. Now, I switched back to the mobile configuration baseline, and here you can see that you know, the all users is only 2.9% of users that are compliant with that baseline policy in the environment. Okay. Well, thus far, and I think we're going to head back to the slides, we've effectively showed you mobile device policies inside of the organization. I'm going to switch back to my slides now, and we will continue on with the next major section, and that is going to be reporting.
Just very quickly while you're switching over there.
Yep.
Good night, Ricky. Have a good sleep. Thanks for hanging on in there. He's just signing off from the UK, and it's getting late there.
Yeah, that is really late
there.
Sleep well.
Right now.
Good dreams.
Okay, was that it? I was like, is there something else you're not telling me?
Who says we're not reaching out here?
Yeah, that's right. Making it personal, right? Okay, well, the next thing that a lot of folks are interested in companies is device inventory and reporting, right? You want to know, we've kind of set configurations, we've set baselines, and we may or may not have enforced those, but I'm surprised that when I go present to executives and I show them a report on just the types of devices they have connecting, that they're like, wow, okay, I didn't even know about that, right? So it can be useful as well, right, for a number of scenarios, such as if you're thinking about within your company deploying a company app and you want to know what percentage of people are using what kinds of devices. Well, maybe, you know, a high percentage of your company is using Windows RT, right? Or Windows Phone 8. So you may want to, you know, target that to develop mobile apps. I'm going to show you this hardware inventory in a demo. And then I also wanted to show you just kind of a little bit of a breakdown. This is quite an eye chart here to try and look at. But the main point is that we can collect a lot of information, but it really kind of depends on the device as well as if you're doing direct management or not. In this case here, we have Windows Phone 8, RT, and iOS, which we can all do direct management of. And then on the right, we have Exchange Active Sync, and that means that can you pull that field from Exchange Active Sync? So kind of a comparison. And of course, this is not a all-comprehensive list because there are way more fields than this that you can imagine, but it gives you kind of an idea of just to kind of start to think about these things if there's specific items or things you want on different platforms. You can, you know, of course, can look that up. Okay. I'm going to go back to my demo environment again and give you a look at the mobile device inventory and reporting and what that looks like. Okay, so let's go in here. All right. Assets and compliance is kind of your hub for all your devices and users inside of Configuration Manager. And when I go into devices, I've got all of the devices in my list. And you'll notice here, there's PCs, there's my servers. This happens to be the server we had earlier. This is the domain controller, another VM, an RT device. This is a Windows phone. So you've got everything that's there. If you want a little more narrow view of what's there, we've got some pre-configured device collections. Now, you can go in and configure device collections of your own, but you have four default ones. For instance, we have all mobile devices. And when I click on all mobile devices, you can see the two mobile devices that I've joined up via Windows Intune. Windows Intune, I signed up my Surface that's right here, this Surface here that you can see that I've been using as my little demo guide over on the left-hand side. That is Tessar Surface right there. And that guy, we enrolled, did a company enrollment. And the other device I had is this Windows Phone emulator, and that's pretty cool. And so I'm gonna, later on, we'll bring that back into play when I do a remote wipe of it. But for now, these are the two devices. So when we right-click on that device, you know, the question came up earlier from somebody is, I don't see any way to remote in or perform remote tasks. Well, in Configuration Manager, this would really be the general way that you do that. For instance, with this Tessar Surface, what we can do is, first, I'll just do properties. And properties will give you some basic information. For instance here, I can see that it's an RT device, right? I can see that's RT. I can see that... when was the device added? What's the device ID in exchange? There's a number of different variables that are there in this list. Okay. What if you want more information though? We have another option. So if I right click on the Tessar Surface, and I go to Start, and then Resource Explorer. You'll notice that I've got a whole bunch of information kind of all laid out here for you. And in this case, not the timer, we don't want that. what we can do is go in and look at the computer configuration, the device information. We can look at the logical disk information, how much space is on there, how much free space is on this Surface device. What is the network adapter configuration? Operating system. I could go through this entire list. How much memory, processor? There's a lot of info that's here, right? From just this direct mobile device management. Okay. All right. Well, that's a little bit about inventory. Now, we of course can run reports on inventory. And that's what I want to switch to right now. So we've kind of given you a view, to wrap up, we've given you a view of device collections and some of the information that you can see on the fly for the devices that are joined inside of the environment. Now we're going to switch to the reporting side of things. If you just want a report to generate for your boss, or you know, you have a specific question about types of devices in your environment, I mean, there's, as you'll see here in just a second, there's a lot of different things you can do with reporting above and beyond what you can do with Windows Intune. All right, so let's go back into the demo. Okay. Non-administration, hold up. Okay, so here we are going to want to look at the reporting inside of our environment. Oh, it's under monitoring. Yeah, okay. So under monitoring, all right, you'll notice here under reports, and then reports, and then device management, right? This is where the bulk of the device management reports are going to be. Now, there's tons of different reports here that relate to PCs, all kinds of other things that have been in Configuration Manager for a long time. The one that is, I'd say, often a really interesting one, is when we look at this count of mobile devices by operating system. So here what you can see is, what are the percentage and the breakdown of mobile devices that we have connecting into our organization across Intune, Configuration Manager, everywhere. When we click on this, we pretty quickly, because I have almost no data inside my demo environment, you can see the different devices that come up. When we go to View Report, it just runs that report based on our database. And down below here, we get a nice friendly pie chart. You know, let me expand this out a little bit. Count of mobile devices by operating system. You, of course, could save this off to an XML, CSV, Excel, Word, whatever you wanted. And when you do that, Let's just save it on the desktop so we can get a better view here. It opens up and you can hand that off to your boss. And in this case, I've only got a Windows Phone and a Windows RT device joined inside of this environment to via the Windows Intune. So this is one of the reports. You could go in here and check out all the reports. Obviously, this is just some of them. When you click on the top level, that'll give you all of them. You can do searches for that inside of your environment. Okay. That is reporting. And we're going to go back and dig into the last section, which is related to... Hold on here.
So while you're doing that, I've got a question here from somebody who's asking, apart from MSI databases, are transform files and cab files supported to be deployed via Windows Intune? So the answer is yes, they are. The method that I spoke about briefly during the demo was you would include those transforms or those cab files as part of the package in your folder on the admin machine. So let's say in the case of Office, you'll have the setup.exe file in there with all of the supporting files in the folder with it, including your transform file. What you then do is your executable will be called, and then you'll put a command line in the package to call the transform from the executable, and then that way you can deploy the package and the transform will be applied. Cab files, likewise, if they're included in the package and called as part of the installation routine, they will be. You can't upload a cab file on its own and execute it or do anything with it without the .exe or an MSI file to handle it for you.
Okay. All right. Let me go back here, switch over to my machine. And we're going to cover one last section pretty quickly, and then we're going to dive into the other module. The last section I want to cover is just kind of the mobile device lifecycle. So far we've covered the baseline security settings. We've covered the reporting of the device. Well, at some point, you're probably going to want to, you know, retire that device or get rid of it, or maybe the device will get stolen. System Center Configuration Manager, as well as Windows Intune, we enable you to manage that device throughout that entire lifecycle. And the one that is a little trickier, one that we should clarify, is there's really four options that you have within System Center Configuration Manager. The one that I'll go start from block first is pretty straightforward, right? You are just prohibiting that device from synchronizing. You're not doing anything other than that. It just can't get any new mail, new information, new company applications on that device. And that would be something, a scenario where maybe you're worried about patches or a security scenario that may be coming on that device, or there's a particular user you don't want to for a short period of time until you talk to them have any more information on there. Then there's wipe, and that's one that most other folks are also familiar with. And that one, right, is going to do your traditional sledgehammer of blow all the data away on the device, reset the whole, you know, factory reset, and have it come back up again. The ones that are a little are newer, I'd say, and more interesting when you get into the direct mobile device management is retire. And this is one that I know folks have been asking for quite some time, because Exchange Active Sync can't do this. All right, Exchange Active Sync has the sledgehammer of wipe. Exchange Active Sync does not have the, hey, just remove the corporate apps and the corporate data and leave all my personal stuff, right? That's what people really want, right? And retire will do that for you. So retire, you click retire, you know, and we've got a slide here next on exactly what that happens depending on the platform. But effectively, that's what it does, right? It's not going to blow away all of the personal data or any of the personal data that's on that device. It'll be retained for that user. Delete's a little bit similar. I'd say in most cases, you're probably just going to want to use retire. Delete would really just kind of disconnect it from the hierarchy, and no data on that device is removed. So that's a little weird, more strange or unique case, but that one is there, perhaps if you know, maybe retirement is not working for you. What does that retirement look like, though? Again, remember, it kind of depends on which device you have. Well, with Windows Phone 8, you know, when you retire that device, the line of business apps are uninstalled, and the company portal app and the user settings are retained. Pretty straightforward, right? You've got the full block, wipe, delete options on Phone 8. RT, you can retire it, but and it removes the sideloader keys and the sideloader apps don't run, but the apps are still present on the device. And the user settings are all retained for the device as well, of course. With Windows RT, we do not support wipe at this time using direct management. That's just one thing to highlight there. And then with iOS, you can retire the device, and the apps that are installed will still run on that device. And then finally, Android, which uses Exchange Active Sync, it does allow through kind of a method that we enhance, I suppose you could say, with Android, allowing you to retire that device and retire that device. So that gives you an idea of the retirement options via the device. And now I just wanted to go into a quick demo of what that looks like in the console. And then we will be done with this module. Okay. All right. First off, and I know Rich will get into the user side experience more, but what I want to first call out is the fact that this device is enrolled and it is company managed. Now, Rich will show the full user experience, but this device is the device that shows up in Windows Intune, and this is an emulator. Kind of cool, actually. If you download the Visual Studio Express, this is just an emulator running. The phone is an emulator running on my device. It's kind of cool if you want to play around with Windows Phone or Windows Phone Development. If you do download the dev tools for Windows Studio Express or have your developer do it, you know, it's a full functional Windows Phone 8. So we've joined this phone to the Intune, which now shows up in the Configuration Manager, and I'll show that here. So here, this is the device that shows up, the one phone device I have, which is that the one you just saw. And when I right click, I have these options that we just discussed, right? We have the block, we have the retire or the wipe, and we have the delete right there within the console. Now, there is a way, of course, when you have a ton of different devices here to search by user account. So you could search for what devices does this user have in the instance of, let's say, somebody loses a bag full of devices. You've got one console, one place to go to wipe all the devices or retire all the devices that person has in the environment. Kind of one of the unique things about having a centralized platform, right? In this case, because I don't really care about the phone, I'm going to go ahead and retire it. And again, you've got wipe the mobile device or just retire the device. I'm just going to retire it. So I'll click OK. Are you really sure? Are you really sure you want to do this? Yes. Yes, I do. So at this point, it's going to go forward and retire that device. No guarantees right now if that if that device is there. We can look real quick, and if it's not, then we're just going to call it good. But let's just go ahead and see. Yeah, it's still there, and I'm sure this is just it's a phone. It will take some time to have happen, but effectively that would unenroll that device after it's retired. Okay, with that, I think we have wrapped up this module. We've showed you a number of different things as it relates to security and mobile device compliance. You have seeing the compliance settings, how to apply that, inventory and reporting, and then as well as managing how to manage that lifecycle of those devices using a Configuration Manager console. Cool. All right, we'll see you in a second on the next module.